All right. This is a tequila that's taken it to another level. Evolution 1250. Owner, Todd Hummel. Master distiller and part owner, Ileana Partida. The Nam that is coming out of, Nam 1522 in Amatatan, the birthplace of tequila. Using all Valles agaves. They're using a high-pressure autoclave. They're using roller mill to crush. From there, it's going into stainless steel open fermentation tanks. And then twice distilled, and we get this beautiful juice. The name Elevation 1250 is naming it after the elevation, the height of that distillery. And it is in meters since they're from Canada and Mexico and they don't use our system. So Elevation 1250, that's what it means, the elevation of the distillery. I did a great interview with Todd where he talks about how he met Ileana, how they came up with the name, the brand, how they made her a part owner in the brand, and all of the people that work at that distillery really get to take advantage of having another house type brand right there in that distillery. Everything is done there by hand. The stickers are all put on by hand, all by people working there. And this is a highly employed female distillery. So it's pretty awesome what they're doing there in the community. So let's dive in to the nose of this one. On the nose, I get just a little hint of alcohol that goes away like normal. I get a nice cooked agave. I actually get some fruitiness, almost like a overly ripe pear or melon. It gives you a tad bit of funkiness as well. Now that funkiness can come from how long it took them to ferment this product. So if it's being fermented in the wintertime where it takes a little bit longer, you can't get a little bit of that malolacticness into the fermentation. I know Todd talks about it in the interview, and that can give you a little bit of that sour or cheesy smell. I don't really get a cheesy smell, but I do pick up a little bit of a sour fruit that is, it's not bad. It's a pleasant smell and a little bit of apple, believe it or not. So that's pretty interesting. I probably can continue to sit here and smell it and get different smells. Let's dive into the taste. A lot of cooked agave and nice fiery pepper, like a nice black pepper. Then that fruity flavor to me turns into pear, a nice ripe pear with the cooked agave and a little bit of minerality, but not a lot. It's got a really nice fruity punch to it. Yeah, that's nice. That citrus and that pear flavor then just kind of dissolves into a nice peppery finish on the tongue that just seems to linger and hang on. What I first thought was not going to be super complex, even though I have drank quite a bit of this bottle and I've enjoyed it, the fruitiness that I get today is much higher. And it's really nice. From the nose to the pear in that finish to that pepper, this is a great tequila. So check them out. Elevation 1250. It's a great brand. I think you'll love it. It's a new brand that's really out there kicking it and working really hard to create a great traditionally made tequila. Check out the interview with Todd if you can on my YouTube channel. He goes into a lot about the manufacturing of this tequila. And we also have a great interview back a while ago with Ileana Partida as she explains her process of becoming a master distiller. Thanks for tuning in. If you've got a tequila that you would like for me to review, put it in the comments. If you've had Elevation 1250, tell me what you think of it. I think it's amazing. Have a great night.